A United Nations envoy is in Myanmar, but there's no word of progress in his effort to get the military government to end its violent repression of protesters. Yesterday, Ibrahim Gambari was allowed to meet with detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. He has yet to see the military's top leader, Senior General Thanh Shwe. NPR's Michael Sullivan is covering developments from Bangkok.
Myanmar's state-run media says that order has been restored in the country. Some might call it that. Government troops and police were out in large numbers on the streets of Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon, again today. And anti-government demonstrators were largely absent. Sherry Villarosa is the top diplomat at the U.S. Embassy in Yangon.
It is quieter than it was last week, basically because the willingness of the military to shoot their people in the streets has persuaded a lot of people to stay home. There's also a lot of military troops stationed, particularly in downtown where most of the demonstrations took place, and lots of barricades.
Some barricades were removed today around the Shwedagon and Sule pagodas, rallying points for last week's demonstrations. But soldiers and police remained close by. They show no sign of leaving anytime soon, and few observers expect the visit by the UN Special Envoy to change things.
How many UN Special Envoys flying out of Burma? I mean, 20 years, we've seen 7 Special Envoys. And the Burmese government, as always ready to exploit the visit.
That's Aung Zo, a Burmese exile who edits Irrawaddy magazine. He says the military routinely uses the UN as window dressing, pretending to listen to appease the international community. Then he says the military goes ahead and does what it wants. Professor David Steinberg, a longtime Myanmar watcher at Georgetown University, says the military is probably more concerned about its own soldiers than international opinion, especially when it comes to using force against Buddhist monks.
There are plenty of members of the military that really they are minimally uncomfortable doing this to the monks, or basically hate it. And so that massive repression of the monks could lead to internal military strife, something I think that they may well fear.
But Steinberg dismisses rumors of a possible split at the top between Senior General Thanh Shwe and his deputy, Mong Ai. They may not like each other, Steinberg says, but they know they need each other. Irrawaddy editor Aung Zo agrees.
I mean, there may be dissension how to deal with the demonstrator, whether to use the water cannons or whether to use rubber bullets or whether to use a rear automatic semi-rifles. Or, I mean, they might have argument, you know, of what forces they're going to use. But I'm still have a doubt that reservation or whether there's a rear split.
Both Aung Zo and David Steinberg agree the military has won this round, and because of it won't pay too much attention to criticism from abroad. Criticism they've largely ignored in the past, too. But neither Aung Zo nor David Steinberg believes the military is out of the woods in the long run. Professor Steinberg.
I can't say who and I can't say when, but I think this whole level of political, economic, and social frustration is cumulative. It's not something that dies down and this disappears and then it has to be rebuilt. It's building up over time. And at some point, something's going to happen. Some lower member of the government is going to commit some egregiously stupid act that will upset everybody and cause essentially a revolution.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.